2006. Looking at the cash flow, we have billed, including the economic stimulus dollars, we have billed in excess of $317 million for the first 4 months of 2010. We bill on a monthly basis. We bill essentially about $80 million a month, of which about $65 million of that is payroll for the university. And so far through, and actually through today, on that appropriation, we have received about $400,000 in payment on the. In comparison, we billed at roughly the same level, $300 million in 2009, and we had received, as of October 31st of last year, we had received $72 million from the state. So that's the state of the state appropriation. On to the next slide very quickly, just to give you a three-year run of how the receivable has looked for the university. In the beginning over the left side, this is a three-year run of the receivable. You can see in fiscal year 2009, over to the left, the receivable really never got higher than about $60 million throughout fiscal year 07. It started to creep up, but all the appropriation was paid by the end of the fiscal year 07. By fiscal year 08, the receivable did creep up during the course of the year, but again, it was all paid by the end of the fiscal year. For fiscal year 09, we had some significant arrearages in payments from the state, as much as 6 months in arrears in making payments on our bills. And frankly, the 2009 appropriation was not paid by year end, so we did not. So the fact that it does not come back down to the to zero, we did not ever get back down to zero at the end of fiscal year 09. Final payment was made in September 15th of 2009. And now, as you've seen in the previous chart, we are now up with the up to $317 million receivable on the university appropriation. So that's a quick look at the last 3 years and basically the progression of the receivable. Take a quick look at the income fund, which is the tuition of the university, $730 million. Again, this is a function, again, of price and volume across all the campuses. Enrollment is up significantly. We're now well over 73,000 students across our campuses. If you look at this is probably an increase. Well, this is an increase of about 12.7% from the prior year, and probably is, and if you look at compared back to 2006, it's a 50% increase in tuition over this 5 year period. What we have billed and what we've collected. The main thing I think the takeaway here is we've billed $344 million. If you try to double that, thinking this is the fall semester, you won't come up to the 730. The reason is there's a summer portion to this to this tuition billing, so that's a piece that's missing there. So if you try to do that extrapolation, keep that in mind. But the good news, I think, then what the big takeaway is that the tuition bills are being paid. We're not seeing significant problems in making tuition payments to date. I would make only one other comment, as we did receive because it's on everybody's mind, last Friday we did receive a $14 million payment for financial aid. The MAP funds were payment was made last Friday. Moving on to research, a major, again, as I referred to already, in the restricted funds, an increase in the research, we're up about $85 million between 2009 and 2010. What's driving this is essentially the economic stimulus dollars. These are competitive dollars, and frankly, our campuses, our faculty are very good at going after these dollars. A very good, healthy competition going after these dollars, with our peers, and so that's really causing the spike. The flatness of the previous 4 years really is a national phenomena. There were essentially the research dollars were flat, really nationwide for research universities. So. A good spread, good growth both at all the campuses as far as their individual contributions to the research effort. And as you can see from the results of so far, in comparison to the first quarter of 2010 versus 2009, it's showing we're running well ahead of pace from 2009, already showing the impact of the stimulus dollars coming into the university through research. I'm going to make a very quick comment on the next slide with regard to our hospital. This is something we watch very closely. I'm not going to take away from a very important presentation that John DiNardo and Joe Flaherty are going to make with regard to, this is something we watch. The first quarter of the hospital's income. What I've done is basically put this on a cash basis so that essentially what is the operating income and add back depreciation. So for the first quarter of 2010, generating about $10 million of cash from the operation of the hospital in comparison to about $6 million in cash generated in the first quarter of last year. I think you'll hear this. We continue to have the difficulties of the economy. We're running ahead as far as our charity care. It's running ahead of last year's pace or previous year's pace. We have problems with the bad debts with the economy. We are seeing inpatient pretty flat. We're seeing our clinics, our outpatient activity is up. But I'm going to defer to John and Joe for their presentation for the rest of that story. The move on to the next major item is where we spend our money. Again, very quickly, personal services, $2+ million expenditure. Essentially, in comparison to last year, we're running at pace with our spending as far as our personal service expenditures, our salaries and wages for all of the university employees. I would say that the personal service dollars over the 5 years is up about 5%, averaging about 2% annually as far as the personal service budget, personal service dollars budget. Moving on to the one of the things we watch with a keen eye in our non-personal expenditures is our utility costs. Utilities have always been a concern to the university. It's an expensive proposition to on our three campuses. As you can see, that in the years from 2005 through 2008, actually the actual across our campuses, the actual utility expenditures exceeded budget in some degrees in a very significant fashion. And I would just mention that we do through the 2008 activity, we are dealing with about $100 million accounting deficit. We paid the bills, but we do have a deficit that we're trying to work off in our utilities across the university. I think one of the things that I look at, you can't look at 2010 without, it looks like we're doing very well against our budget. We have brought the budget down. One of the reasons we're able to bring the budget down and have some budget certainty is now we are purchasing, particularly our commodities, our fuel on a forward basis, particularly things like natural gas. For instance, we have purchased essentially all 90% of our natural gas for 2010. So that gives us budget certainty. Our expenditures through the first quarter are $24 million against the budget, a total budget of $114 million, so it looks good. But I would not use this as a good quarter because there's going to be consumption differences because of the seasons and the cyclical activity in consumption with regard to utilities. But again, I think we basically have attained a great deal of budget certainty by the forward purchasing, particularly of our fuel costs, particularly natural gas, as opposed to back in those early years on this chart where we were basically purchasing on the spot price basis, and it was a very expensive proposition. Last comment with regard to the indicators, just a quick comment with regard to university debt. The university debt, we have $1.7 billion of debt on the university's books. Half of that is really relates to our revenue bonds or our auxiliaries. This is basically when you see the cranes on the campuses and we're building housing. That's these revenue bonds, the ones that are paying for the financing that construction. The other major portion is what we call our certificates of participation. It's a very significant, and if you look at the bottom, and this is the cash, this is the debt service going out in the future years, you can kind of see that growth and that green. This is the debt associated with, the debt service associated with these certificates of participation. We're enjoying a very good market right now as far as interest rates on our debt. A lot of this is in variable rate mode, is less than 1% on the interest rate right now. The offset to that is basically the cost of the facilities, the liquidity and credit facilities that go with our variable rate debt are very expensive now. So it offsets that benefit of what's happening in the market. Last comment I would make, and by the way, as soon as it was participation, this is really the growth in this is really to address the deferred maintenance needs, renovation needs at the campuses, where we've had to step up and deal with, you know, basically make a contribution as necessary go after some of the major deferred maintenance needs at the campuses. The debt service actually comes out to pay for those, comes out of the operating budgets of the campuses for those. So something we watch very carefully. My last comment on debt is really with regard to the practicalities of our the extent of our borrowings in the last slide, Joe. It's really what is our capacity? We're probably at a practical capacity with regard to our borrowings, with a couple of caveats. Number one, borrowing at these rates, that is one. In order to borrow more, we have to be very concerned about, you know, maintaining the credit ratings and the importance of maintaining those credit ratings. Again, we basically have a range of everything from our hospital debt being at an A2 rating, Moody's A2 rating, to our university debt, our certificates of participation on auxiliary bonds being at a AA3 rating from Moody's. And to maintain those ratings, we have to be concerned about capacity there. Certainly, the other caveat is basically if we want to do additional borrowings, do we have the revenue structure? Do we put the right rates in order to be able to do additional borrowing? So, and what is the pressure on the campus and the campus budgets in order to do additional borrowing? I'll just give one quick example to finish this off. We've initiated a borrowing for the hospital to deal with some needed renovations at the hospital. We're looking very carefully at what's the limit on how much we can borrow and still maintain this A2 rating with the hospital, with a very thin margin, operating margin at the hospital. So it's a very complex network of considerations that we have to whenever we do a debt financing. I'm going to move on to the next part of this is unless you want to stop for some questions now, but I'll move right on. Otherwise, I'll move right into this next session. It's basically off of this is what are our concerns with regard to the 2010 budget? What's the outlook for the 2010 budget as well as the look at the 2011 budget? And what kind of cost containment measures we're taking in order to deal with the budget situation and this budget outlook and the budget challenges that are coming from fiscal year 2010 and 2011.
Can I just say something?
Yes, sir.
I think many of us are just trying to get used to the public format nature of a board meeting. That is, and we're getting used to each other. And I've seen board dynamics at work before, and people generally are a little hesitant to ask questions in their early parts of their terms as board members. And I think, you know, very hesitant to ask questions in front of a large audience with lots of press. And I think that the fact that you've been able to distribute these materials to many of us in advance of the meeting and were able to meet with us individually, provide a lot of feedback, has been very helpful for many of us to have those individual questions answered. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that these reports aren't going unchallenged or unquestioned. Many of us have seen them before, and we want to acknowledge your openness to our intervention and discussion, both before and after the meeting.
Very good.
That said,
understood, yes.
Maybe you just continue on.
So you've seen the chart with regard to how we stand with the appropriation for 2010 with the state appropriation and the fact that we have a $317 million receivable from the state in 2010. You also have seen that the state publishes, you know, essentially what its vendor payments are in the queue. And right now the payables are $3.6 billion of vendor payments that are as of October 31st. This is a number that you can get by going straight to the state controller's website and get this information. So we have this challenge and how we're going to react to it in 2010. Looking at 2011, this economic stimulus dollars, they're going to go away. The $45.5 million of federal stimulus monies that were included in the 2010 appropriation won't be there for 2011. Very uncertain as far as what will be the state appropriation for 2011. That's all in the initial stages at the state level, and what will be the outcome for higher ed, but a very uncertain situation there. There are certain costs that we talk about that we have to budget, the incremental costs that are associated with it. I would say that one of the key things is